the first logger I have met, okay? This is something for me. And I know you have learned, well, the trees have taught you something, haven't they?
I am a slow learner, but yes, they have been diligently teaching, and I caught a little bit of it.
Well, just give us a little dip of what the trees, because we can learn lessons.
Well, they need nourishment, and they need water, and we happen to have a climate here in Western Oregon that is special for the growing the best of some trees. Uh-huh. And that's a living parable to realize that we as the human family uh-huh. need an environment to grow in with nourishment. And
yes.
I see these trees are beginning to get their rain. Mm. They get the minerals out of the soil. They actually get some minerals out of the air and the sunshine.
Yes.
Photosynthesis, they need all these things. And they seem to flourish with this. And I sometimes realize that I am not flourishing because I may not be eating enough of, for instance, the Word of God.
Look at that.
But when I do, I can say, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. That's we have joy and some of these other things up there, and that doesn't come just by being born in this earth. That comes by good nutrition, and we only get tall, healthy trees by good nutrition.
You hear this? I thank you. Give him a little clap or something, because there's lessons in everything. You know, I've heard, too, that the trees, you know, they can speak or whatever. You know what I mean? They're waving and stuff. There's something to these trees. God just didn't speak them here for nothing. Thank you on the QT. Thank you. You know I work with his sisters, right? Now you know. Dolly and Lynetta. All right, let's take a few minutes. Anyone want to say, Lord, this is such a sweet Sabbath? Anybody? Where's my microphone man? Anybody want to give a little thanksgiving to Jesus on the Sabbath? Okay, let's see. We have, okay, ladies and four gentlemen. I'll run over there. You want me to run over there? Okay.
All right. Well, I'll try to make it quick, but, you know, we had lost a little grandson, and when he was about the same age as our one little grandson is now, he started acting tired and everything, and anyway, he died with cancer. But so we have a little grandson now that's the same age as the little boy uh-huh. we lost, and he started to act tired, and we were concerned. Because
yeah.
he just didn't have the energy. So we took him in yesterday to have a blood test.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor, we went to the hospital so they could tell us right away the results. And praise God, everything was all right. They're still checking his thyroid,
Jesus.
But
yes.
we
yes.
were very thankful
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That was all right.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, pastor's going to run to you, my brother. Anyone else, too, while we're waiting? This God is something, isn't he? Makes you want to hug him and stuff. I'm serious. That's what he does to me, okay? Go ahead.
What a delightful day it is today, the holy Sabbath of the Lord.
Holy
and
Sabbath.
To be here with the brethren, what a
yeah.
what a blessing. Mm-hmm. And what the Lord has done for me, I can't tell it all.
Okay.
He's so merciful and wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, your smile is saying a whole lot, a whole lot. Anyone else? Did I see April's hand? Use my microphone.
First, I'd like to thank the Lord for bringing my Aunt Joellen tonight because I didn't think she was going to make it, and she surprised me. So God
Amen.
Is good for that.
That's right.
And then my son, Forrest, has been having some conflict with he started a new job, and he's had some conflict with a gentleman there.
Uh-huh.
The Lord has blessed Forrest, and he's doing well, and so this caused some conflict with a guy that just worked mm-hmm. there for a long time and mm-hmm. had a lot of trouble, and Forrest has called me almost every day over something new that happened, and Forrest followed what the Bible says, and if you have a problem with your brother, you go to your brother, and so he
mm-hmm.
said, what is the problem?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they talked it out, and found because Forrest has just been taking the loads that he's been assigned to, and it turns out some of those loads are in locations where this guy likes to go.
Yeah.
He said, you're stealing my work and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Forrest said, well, I don't like going there. Maybe we can work something out where you can have those, and maybe I can go to the places that you don't like. And and the guy left, and Forrest was wondering if it did any good, and the guy came back and said, "You have a good weekend," and put his hand out and said, shook it and said, "Are we good?" And Forrest said, "Absolutely, man." And so Forrest just said he felt so blessed that that the Lord helped him work that out.
That's it.
The gentleman. So anyway, I just think that's a good way to show that God.
I haven't talked for a while, so today, every day is a blessing. Every day is a miracle. Today, I just want to ask something of all of you. I have a lady that I've done her hair for over 20 years. She turned 94 in October. She's amazing. If you ever want to know anything about the history of this town, this state, she's just an amazing person. We laugh all the time. She's become my surrogate grandmother. And she never goes to the doctor. That's how you live to be 94. Just don't go to the doctor. But she couldn't breathe the other night. She was having problems, and so she went into the hospital, and she has cancer. And she's not going to treat it because she's 94. So she told me today, Joellen, I've told her for the last 10 years that she has to live to be 100 so I can put her on the Today Show. And she told me today, Joellen, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to make it to 100. And I've just been very sad. It's one of the reasons why I wasn't going to come tonight.
Yeah,
I just don't feel my normal self. But anyway, my prayer for her and what I'm asking of you, she's going to die. She's going to go. She's not going to treat this. But if we could just pray for a peaceful passing for her to not have to suffer. She lives alone. She has many wonderful friends, and her son is going to be coming back out from Washington, D.C. to stay with her. But that's, I just wanted to ask. Her name is Jerry. She's a very sweet lady. So anyway, thank you for listening.
Pastor, just say a prayer for Sister Jerry. And when the Lord is ready for Sister Jerry to go to sleep, because he can still hold her, you know, but we'll honor your request.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you're the giver of great gifts, and Jerry has been such a blessing to Joellen and to many others. And to see and to hear the sad news pains Joellen and those who know her. And we ask that as her days will be coming to an end soon, we ask that she may not be in any pain. May she have comfort. May she have quality of life, even as life is declining. I ask that you will touch her heart. May she be right with you. May she want to seek the Savior, and if she knows you, may she continue to believe in whom she has believed in. Thank you for the promises that you give. And thank you because even though bad news was granted today, Joellen still chose to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, take hold of your word and guide me through it, okay? And Holy Spirit, continue to move, comforting and encouraging and urging people to come to you, come to you. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of handling your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Our little discussion is coming from John 8, the well-known story of the lady caught in adultery. But when you look at John 7, look at John 7, you know, they've been on, Sister White even uses the term that Satan dogged Jesus' steps, you know. She uses that term. So it was no surprise, but 7 talks about his ministry and the journey to the feast, and then verse 14, he's teaching in the temple, and they're ugly about it. Who said you that you who give you the right? Who gives you the right to teach? What? Wait, you're not even a. What are you? You know, you came from where? You know where you came from? You came from Newark, New Jersey, Carol. Why are you standing up there trying to handle God's truth? They gave him a fit. And they just, he was constantly being spied on, and Jesus always just put the word back, his father's word back to him, but that wasn't enough for them. And when you come to the end of that chapter, verse 52, you know, of course, the Pharisees and all them, I mean, they were fussing. It was a division right there. And even the officers that they had sent to spy on Jesus, they said, we've never heard a man speak like this before. They were like being convicted, and they didn't like the way they were. You should be on our side. Well, it was a whole lot. But then verse 52, after all this stuff, they answered and said to him, "Art thou also of Galilee?" He was talking to them and took him in. "Look, are you on Jesus' side? You on Jesus?" Oh, it was a big mess. But then it says that, verse 53, excuse me, "And every man went into his own house." They were grumbling, they were fussing, they were divided, they didn't know what was what. But then it says, the first verse in chapter 8, Jesus went where? He went to what? He went to pray. He went to talk to his father. And that's where we get strength to handle Joel and things like you heard today, you know. And each one of us that are going through things, we could be all, no, then we're going to go and we're going to pray. We're going to put things in God's hands and watch him handle. So then here he comes, Jesus, early in the morning. He comes to church, comes down, because the people know that Jesus, they were very quick to follow Jesus everywhere, whether they were spies or believers or whatever. There was always a following Jesus. And he was sitting down there, and of course, you know, the scribes and the Pharisees, and he's talking about his father and giving the people encouragement and telling them what was to come. You know what she's done? She's screaming, and they're dreading the people. Their attention is diverted from Jesus. What's going on here? And here comes all these great big authoritative priests and Pharisees and scribes, and this dragging this, literally going to the spirit of prophecy, going to desire of ages, dragging this woman. Only thing that she could grab was a sheet to cover her naked body. And they're dragging her, took her out of the adultery bed, and they're dragging her down the street, and she's screaming, she's crying, and they're yelling, she violated the seventh commandment, and just dragging her down the street, and all this shame and everything, and they drop her and flop her at the feet of Jesus at the church. That's right. I put that in my notes. That's a good place to be. They're going to drag me somewhere. Drag me to the feet of Jesus. Drag me to the feet of Jesus. Drop me right down there. And all these old holy men. You know, people, and Sister White says this. She mentions that the people who are loudest, and you know what you've done, and they're hiding their own. Talking the loudest, they're whipping you up, they're all in your face, and they're hiding their own. You hear that? That's true. It's true. And this is what they were doing. Yeah, she's violated the seventh commandment. Boy, and they just whipped on her and whipped on her. And yeah, and Moses said in the law, he commanded, she should be stoned and she should be this. Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah. This thing was such a setup. It was a setup, little do they know, for a failure. It was a setup for a failure. You didn't recognize who you're dealing with, did you? People will plot and do stuff against you. You had let Jesus handle it. You don't have to defend yourself. You let Jesus handle it, because he never has to say, "I'm sorry." But if I get all back in your face and something, I have to go, oh, Lord, please forgive me. That's right. You let Jesus handle that stuff. He knows. And here they were whipping up on this lady, and they wanted to know, okay, let's see if he's going to acquit her, see if he's going to condemn her, because then if he's, then it'll be against the law of Moses. And then if it'll, he will have taken the authority from the Romans, and he will say, well, I can do, you know, poor little Jesus was stuck in the middle, but Jesus is God. They didn't know who they were messing with. You don't get in any stuff. He said, she said, they said, whoever said, don't get in that stuff. You'll lose your soul. Don't get in that stuff. There's a text in the Bible. Remember you and I were talking about a passage? Talk about dogs in the church. Dogs are always barking and snapping at you and everything. You don't have time for that. We're on our way to glory. These were snapping dogs. But here they were. They wanted to see what Jesus said. Sweet old Jesus. Precious Jesus. And you know the stupid thing about it? You know, they didn't want to recognize Jesus as who he was, because he had told them, you know, I'm from him, I'm from God. But why didn't they think that Jesus knew that Jesus could read their hearts? But you know, when you're so mad, when you're so upset, you don't think straight. When you are angry, you don't think right. But you would think, man, you know, he is a little different. He's been doing some stuff. He's been doing some miracles and things, but no, all they wanted was, let's see you get this lady out of this mess. Let's see whose side you're on. Jesus looks down at that lady. You know, that's an embarrassing sight. And then I want to know, where were you men in the first place? That you were able to get her out of bed. That you saw her in the bed. Why were you there? You know, they got themselves all messed up, being all big and bad. Yeah, Jesus, she did such and such, and you know good and well, you are in the midst of the junk. Why were you there? You know, someone called my brother one time. My brother's a pastor. And Elder Barron. So I just don't understand, so-and-so, they were in this bar. And telling you, it was a Sabbath, it was Saturday night, and Elder Barron, you know, I think things are just, and she, the person went on and on and on. My brother said, he was just listening, he said, how did you know they were in the bar? Click. Click. No, you don't have time for that. Oh, yeah, I saw so-and-so. Wait a minute. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you so mouthy? And Pastor Tony, I'm telling you, you need to really get Sister so-and-so, because let me tell you, I saw Sister so-and-so do such and such, and I saw Sister, but why were you there? How come you know so much about Sister so-and-so? My grandfather used to say, You talk long, you talk wrong. And so Jesus looks at this woman. He's not saying anything to these men. Nothing. Come on, Jesus, what do you have to say? Jesus is saying nothing to them. He looks down at this poor little woman, shivering and from shame. And she knew she had done wrong. I wonder if she knew she had been set up. Without saying a word, Jesus had read the hearts of each one of them there. Jesus knows our motives. He knows what we plan to do. He knows what we plan to do but didn't get the opportunity to do it. These, my sisters and brothers, these are written in the Lamb's book. These are written in the books of heaven. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. Praise God that you don't know my thoughts. I don't know your thoughts, but Jesus knows your thoughts. No one knew I had it in my heart to kill. Jesus knew it was in my heart to kill. And I can only say with tears in my heart, thank you, Jesus, for not allowing it to take place. Jesus knows what's in your heart. There's a lot of things we would do. It's not pleasing to the Father, but the opportunity has not presented itself. Jesus never said anything to them. He just stooped down, giving no sign that he even had heard their questions. You know, that's something. Because he could have said something, you know that? A lot of times you don't need to answer the rabble that's coming. Taking care of my sister, I had to pray. I mean, girl was getting on my last nerve. The fact that she can't hear anyway, and I'm trying, oh Lord, you know what, I had to pray. You're all laughing, but I had to pray. I said, Lord, first of all, Jesus, I don't need to know everything. I don't need to speak as though I'm an authority on everything. So help me to learn to keep my mouth shut. Telling you, because she would say something like a blah, 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 and she still didn't get it. And I said, why am I doing this? I'm upsetting her. So the Lord's working with me on that, because I haven't said stuff, you know, and my mind's clear. And then I said, oh, Lord, you have to give me patience with this woman. I'm not being as patient as I should be with this lady. And so I see the Lord growing me, really. Really grown. So even though she doesn't understand some things, you know, and then she'll forget things rapidly, and she tries to get it back. And so I just make a game out of it. Give it to me. First word begins with A. What's the word? What's the word? And kind of like relaxes her, you know, and definitely keeping me calm. But it's a growth thing. It's a growth thing. And I thank Jesus. And this is what was taking place here at this, right here at the church steps, folk. At the church steps, there's a lot of stuff going on before we even get inside the church. There's a lot of junk going on at the church steps. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. We got to have this forgiving spirit. We got to have this, I don't know. Yeah. So he didn't say anything. He just gets down and he starts writing in the dust of the ground. And here they all. Sister White says they were impatient. First of all, why isn't he saying anything? What is he writing? They were impatient to get his attention. What are you writing? What you doing? What's happening? What are you doing? Jesus never said a word, and he just continued writing. She says the eyes of Jesus looked at the pavement. And they looked at the pavement, and their countenance changed. Their countenance changed. You know the story about the leper. You know, whenever a leper came close to any human being, they had to cry, unclean! Unclean! Suppose we had to, when we drew near with the sin in our lives, liar, liar, wouldn't that be something? I'm a liar. Suppose we had to do that with our sins. I'm a thief. I'm a thief. There's something, isn't it? Look down on that ground. And one by one, they walked away. One by one. And she's still cowering down there. One by one. walked away. Jesus looked at her. He says, woman, where are the people that called you these names? Where are the people that, where are your accusers? She says, I don't know, Lord. Then what did he tell her? Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That's what he told her. You started with me, Jo Ellen, on that board. Take my board out. Write sin up there, Jo Ellen. Get the right pen, Jo Ellen. That woman, her sins, buddy. Her sins, your sins, my sins, the filth that we read, the filth that we put in our heads, the things that you laid at the foot of the cross, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those things were tearing our lives up. They were becoming the masters of our lives. But Jesus said, ha, ha, ha. Sins were tearing us up. The sins were doing it. And this woman, full of it. But what cleansed her, Jo Ellen? What cleanses us? He said, where are the guys that were messing with you? Where are they? Where are they? She looked around, I don't see anybody, Lord. What happened to them? Well, all I know is you were writing something down. I said, I don't know what you were writing. Well, I know one thing, there isn't nobody there. What did they see, Jesus? Blood of Jesus. He told her, don't you go sin anymore. Blood of Jesus. What will wash away your sin? What's going to wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I said, okay, I'll get it. Mm-hmm. Nothing but the blood. Go ahead. Wash away the sin, girl. Wash away the sin. Nothing. Look at the clean slate. And this is what, hold up, Joel, this is what we have to have. Wash away my anger. Wash away what's in me. This is what we have to have. And this, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, is the that is it. Cover me with your righteousness, Jesus. And then when God the Father looks down on Jo Ellen, that's it. That's it. He sees his son. All the sins. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Okay, we got to pray because there's some folk that still need to make up their minds. That theme song says, we don't have much time, folk. Anything could happen. We have to live this moment, not in hesitation, not in anxiety, but we have to live with, am I ready for Jesus to come? Am I really ready for Jesus to come? We're going to go down in prayer. Take your eyes off me. Pray for someone in here. Pray for my own soul, your own soul, while I make the appeal. Organist, going to be doing, and you know the Holy Spirit is talking to you. That's that little sweet, small voice, you know. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is talking to someone here tonight. Talking to you. He's been talking to you for a long time, some of you. Long time, but you've been, I don't know, Lord, I don't know. But he's still calling you home. We're told that we, the sinners, he said, the sinless one pities the weakness of the, Jesus, the sinless one, pities the weakness of the sinner. He knows we don't have the strength to come to him on our own. So he reaches, just like he did the woman, he reaches down, he took her hand, he'll take our hand. Here's Christ's hand outstretched to gently bring you home to him, ready to forgive, ready to help. Just like he told the lady, go and sin no more. He is quick. He's waiting to do that to someone here. The Holy Spirit's been moving on you. Jesus says, come as you are. You don't have to get dressed up to come to me. Come with all your faults. Come with all your defects. Come with all your questions. Just come to me. And we'll work it out. We'll work it out. I will give you peace and satisfaction and the joy of being with me eternally. Isn't that your desire? I want to be with Jesus eternally. So he says, come to me. My first part of the appeal, those of us who already, you know how we say in the ark of safety, but we need to make sure that we're clear, it's clear, it's clean, we're clean before the Lord. And in your heart you've been praying this and you've been demonstrating it. But Lord, I'm more determined now. I'm going home with you, no matter what takes place. And I'm my decision at this point is yes, Lord. So for those who are, you know, you've been in with the Lord a long time. This is your desire, isn't it? I'm gonna stay. What does our theme song say? Stay, hold steady. You gonna hold steady? Is that it? Just let me see hands. In fact, stand up with me. You're going to hold steady? Stand up with me. We're going to hold steady to Jesus Christ. This God went to the cross for me, buddy. I'm going to hold steady. Things are going to shake me and all like that, but I'm going to hold steady to Jesus Christ. And you're still praying. You're still praying. There's some that haven't made their minds up yet. I don't know if it's more studies. You want to study. I even see young people here. You want to know more about Jesus? If that's your desire, raise your hand. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to know more. Who else? I want to know more. This is what Jesus is about. I want to know more. Would you all be brave enough to come down and stand with me here? I saw a few hands. Come on down. Come, if you want to know more about Jesus, just come on down. That's all I'm talking. More about Jesus. You raise your hand. Yeah, that's all right. Come on, love. I see you. Come on. I'm safe and secure. I'll walk up with you. Come on down. Stand with the pastor and me. We want to know more about Jesus. You want to know more about Jesus? Come on. You raise your hand. It's okay. Come with her. That's all. She just wants to know more about Jesus. That's all. That's all. Pastor will talk to you and say, what, you want to know more about Jesus? That's all. So come on. Come on out with me. It's okay. You see, he's going to pray over you. That's all. More about Jesus. Come on. She's okay. Tell her, come on. It's all right. No commitment. Just wanting to know more about Jesus, okay? Come on, Pastor. I'll pray with you. These are more about Jesus, people. So, Pastor, these are more about Jesus. Bless their hearts. You just want to know more about Jesus, okay? And there are some that are going to be baptized Sabbath. Some are going to be baptized Sabbath. Thank you. What's your name?
Tegan. Tegan.
And your name? We're whispering.
Jordan.
Okay. Thank you. It's okay. You want to know more about you? Hey, man. What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Praise the Lord. Some are going to be baptized Sabbath. Now, remember, you all want to know more about Jesus, okay? So just move over a little closer over here. Stay over here. That's it. Who's going to be baptized Sabbath? Come on up here. Hallelujah. 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 Someone else needs to be baptized Sabbath. I don't know who it is. Someone else needs to be baptized Sabbath. You can still come. You can call the pastor before you leave here. Say, Lord, I'm going down to pool Sabbath. Then my last one. Sometime soon, not Sabbath, sometime soon, I want to go down the watery grave. Are you here tonight? Sometime soon, I want to go down the watery grave. Just raise your hand. That's all. Hallelujah. Sometime soon. Okay, now can I have, now this is more about Jesus group, okay? This is going in the pool Sabbath. Sometime soon, can you all just go right there so the pastor will know you'll give them good direction on how to pray? These are the sometime soon people. Lord, have mercy. How you been? You been good? Missed all y'all. These are the sometime soon people. Thank you, Jesus. Look at my girls. These are my sometime soon people. Anybody else coming down sometime soon? These are the sometime soon people. See, Jesus doesn't force. Jesus leads, and he just urges. Look at this. These are my sometime soon people. We don't know how soon, as long as it's not too long. As long as it's not too long. And then when you all get to know Jesus, you just want to know a little more about Jesus. Just got to know a little more about Jesus. And then you'll be in the sometime soon group. Then after a while, you'll say, oh, no, Pastor, I got to go down in that water, okay? I got to be cleansed, you hear? I want to be washed of all this stuff, okay? So sometime soon, don't linger out there. See, Satan knows you're leaving his camp. So in very nice language, he can't stand you. Can't stand your gut. Oh, I'm going to get him. So don't make it long. Don't make it long. If some of you say, I got to go in tomorrow, Pastor. Go in tomorrow. Coming home to the Lord. Look at this group. Okay, Pastor, pray for your members. Go hold steady. These are your future members here, you know. Sometime soon, wanting to know more, right? This is the want to know more group, right? This is the sometime soon. Soon and very soon. And here's the one going down tomorrow. Go ahead, Pastor.
Father, compassionate Father.
Yes, that's what you are.
Giving Father, patient Father.
Yes, that's what you are.
You call us unto you, and you call us individually. Mm-hmm. You know us by name. You know where we've been, you know where we are, and you know where we're going.
That's right.
And Father, I thank you for the saints that are gathered here.
Yes.
I thank you because they have believed and they continue to believe and they want to believe more.
That's right, Lord.
I pray, Father, that you'll bless those who are walking with you and have made their minds up and have even recommitted their lives even this very night.
Yes.
Bless them. Revive them. Mm-hmm. And may you use them for your glory. Because there are some who are wanting to know more about Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And you will be using them to teach them more about Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that you'll bless every person who's made a decision to get to know more about you. We can know about many things in this life, but if we do not know Jesus, we don't know a thing. So, Father, bless them. May they make their decision to say, okay, I've made my decision to know Jesus. So now, this coming week, I need to put this thing into action so that this journey continues. This journey moves forward step by step. Father, I ask that you'll bless those who have made a decision to be baptized tomorrow. Thank you, because there is no shortage of water. There is no shortage of the fountain filled with blood. I thank you because you are wanting to cleanse. You're wanting to purify. You're wanting to give a new chapter. So I ask that you bless Daryl. I wouldn't be surprised if there could be somebody else who's needing to make that decision for tomorrow. But Father, you move on hearts. And Father, there's a group that has made their decision to be baptized soon. And some of them are taking Bible studies, and some of them are needing to start taking Bible studies. And I pray, Father, that they may not stop moving forward until they know you, your word, and have made their minds up to give their life completely to you. Thank you for this time. We are here today. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but this could be our last invitation. So, Father, we don't rush through this. We want to take our time. Spirit divine, move on hearts. Thank you for hearing our humble prayers. Thank you for reviving your church. Thank you for the souls that you'll be putting in our path to lead to you. Prepare us for your coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing that song. Ladies, come and lead as you go back to, or you have to talk to the pastor. I don't know what needs to be done. But lead that.
Softly
you got this
and tenderly.
Softly and tenderly. We're going to sing this song. What page is that, Sister Organist?
No!
I've been blessed tonight. How about you? We're preparing to go home. And on my phone, I got tons of contacts. Go home. Look at your contact list. Call them. Give them a text message. Say, come with me tomorrow to church. Bring them to church tomorrow. You know you're blessed when you're here. Am I correct? Amen. Call them. God is calling them. God is going to use you to call them. And so go in faith. Let us pray as we leave this place. Father, thank you for the decisions have been made. Thank you because you've given us this time to make things right with you. Thank you for your Sabbath. And thank you because you want to use us to reach others. So bless us, protect us, and bring us back tomorrow morning, bright and early, to see the mighty things that you have done, are doing, and will do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. For those of you who are made a decision tonight, I'd like to invite you to stay by afterwards. I'd like to catch up with you just a little bit. God bless you.